enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me. Let's sing, he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter the gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. This is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, yes. Oh, we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be, oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Pastor, can you please open for us in a word of prayer? We'll just sing one more verse. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Hallelujah. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad. We'll be glad in it. We'll be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Good evening, saints. God bless. Welcome to the prayer meeting. Thank you, Brother George. Let's bow our heads, word of prayer. Father, we look unto thee at the beginning of this prayer meeting, for our desire and our great need is to fellowship with you. Father, we need a divine visitation upon this day to our souls, on behalf of ourselves and of the people, Lord, that are upon your heart, the people that we need to pray for upon this night. Father, we're looking unto thee. May you help us, as the song leader will lead us in these few songs. May you help us, Lord, Father, to be shut in with God in the secret place upon this evening, Lord. Help us, Father, minister us from the dimension of this world into the dimension of worship is our desire. That as our brother Max would come to stand before us, Father, that you would, Lord, overshadow him as he's been waiting upon you and speak unto us, Father, Lord, and bring us into a harmony, bring us into that secret place of the Most High, Father, where wondrous things take place. May you bless all that is said and done. Jesus, we long that it would be a blessing unto you, that, Lord, we may worship you in spirit and in truth, even as we wait for you. May you deliver us from every will and work and purpose of the enemy, and let your will be done, we pray, as we commit the service to you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's just sing one more song, then we'll slow down for Brother Max. We'll sing one more fast song, and then we'll finish off with Sweet Hour of Prayer. Then Brother Max can come in. Let's sing that song. I'm going to stay under his blood. Amen. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right under his blood. I'm going to stay right under his blood. I'm going to stay right under his blood. Where the devil can't do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Amen. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'll stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me. He'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm. He'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Amen. Where the devil can do, he'll do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. I can hear him out there. Oh, no harm, no harm, no harm. Amen. No harm, Sister Priya. No harm. Where the devil can. Oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under in Jesus' blood. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Brother Ali, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can. No harm, he'll do me no harm. He will do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, he will do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm. No, he'll do me no harm, no harm. Can do me no harm. Amen. Sweet hour. So we finish with this one. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from. First of prayer, sweet hour.
Is that the last one?
Of prayer, sweet hour. Oh, prayer
Amen, brother.
Amen. Yeah, we thank the Lord. It's another sweet hour for us to be in prayer. Every Friday, the Lord has appointed us to come and lay before Him all our needs, our petitions, and all what we are desiring. And He already knows, every one of us, what our needs are, even better than what we know ourselves. Amen. So today, another Friday, grace has given us this opportunity to come to Him. Amen. And, you know, I want to read something from the prophet, and then we all will stand. Because the word says, in all things, give thanks. And we will just pray and just worship Him and thank Him for all that He has done for us the week so far. Amen. The prophet said, we are here to pray the old-fashioned way. In the message book, Expectation, Phoenix, he said, we need some old-fashioned meetings again. Amen. I believe that's what we all need tonight. So we need some of those old-fashioned meetings again. Like Paul and Silas, they were put in jail one night and they just prayed till the jail fell down. See, the prophet said, that's pretty good, wasn't it? Amen. Yes, sir. It was really pretty good. Only prayer. So they prayed till the jail fell down. And brother, as we all know, they never needed what? Dynamites. No, sir. They never needed bulldozers to pull down the prison walls. No. Prayer was all that was needed. Amen. So shall we all stand? And Brother George, please, can you, the first song that you sang, you gave to us, I will enter His gates. Let's sing that song as we enter His gates tonight. And let's worship and say, Lord, we thank you for another grace that we have to come to your presence. Let's sing that song once again. Oh, praise the Lord. I will enter His gates. Let's sing that song. And then we all pray and thank the Lord for all that He has done for us. Praise the Lord.
I will enter. Hello. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving
in
my heart.
Let's sing with joy. Let's sing with joy.
Sorry, guitar. Excuse me. I will enter His His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise.
Oh, yes.
I will say, this is the day that the Lord had made. I will rejoice, for He has made me. I will enter His gates. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord will have me. I will rejoice, for He has made us. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. One more time. I will enter His gates. I will enter His gates. That is given in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made us glad tonight. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
Oh, let us rejoice and show our gladness that the Lord has given us this grace to be in His presence. Let's thank the Lord. Let's give praise and honor unto His name. Let us all pray. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You. We give You praise. We come to Your presence with joy, with gladness upon our hearts, Lord. Oh, knowing very well, Lord, what You have done for us the week. Oh, so far, Lord Jesus, today is the end of the working days for Your children. And Lord, they are going out and coming in, Lord. Oh, Father, how Your hand has been upon them. How You have, Lord Jesus, kept everyone safe. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. We bless You, Lord. We give You all glory. Blessed be Thy name, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that tonight we have this grace, Lord, to come to Your presence. We have this grace, Lord, oh, to sit at Your feet, Lord. Oh, we have this grace, Lord, to come, oh, Lord, and pour our hearts before You. And, Lord, our petitions and all that, Lord, is in our hearts. Even You know every one of God. Oh, Lord, as we come, Lord Jesus, we come with all reverence. We come with all obedience. We come with all humility. Oh, Lord Jesus, we come believing the Lord. Oh, tonight, Lord, You will meet each and every one according to Your grace, according to Your mercies, Lord. Oh, and so, Lord Jesus, we want to surrender all to You. Surrender everything, Lord, to You. The Lord Jesus, You take a control. The Holy Spirit sweep over every home tonight, Lord. And Lord, bring Yourself, Lord, all to Your children tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's our prayer. That Lord, even tonight, when Your word will come, oh, the Lord Jesus, Your word will give us that inspiration. Your word will lift us up. Your word, oh God, will bring us to that place where, Lord, all our utterances, all our prayer, everything that, Lord, we will say tonight, Lord, it will be according to Your will, Lord Jesus. What You have already prepared for us, what You have already done for us, and what You are about to do for us also. Oh, Lord, as we bow ourselves before You, as we look unto You, Lord Jesus, tonight, Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, oh, You will meet each and everyone. You know our needs, oh God. And so, Lord, we come, oh, surrendering all to You, the Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, even as Your word comes, oh, to give us that inspiration and utterances, Lord. Father, let it be, oh God, unto everyone, Lord Jesus, according to Your mercies, according to Your grace, according to Your loving kindness, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, if there is anything that, Lord, will be a hindrance tonight, Lord, between any of us, Lord, oh, we plead by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, You lift that barrier we are aware, Lord, oh, that Lord Jesus, we will have, oh God, all the access, Lord, to your presence tonight, that our word, our prayer, Lord, will reach you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, once again. We bless you. We give glory to you for this great, oh, opportunity for us, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you've watched over your people, the working days of the week coming to a close today, Lord, how you've kept them safe. They are going out and coming in, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you now. Oh, Lord, even us, with all humility, Lord, we turn to the reading of your word, oh God. Father, we lift it before you. The Lord, you bless your word, oh God. And Lord, give us that inspiration through your word tonight. The Lord, oh, yes, we will have a cause, Lord, to say of the truth. The Lord had been with us tonight. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Oh, glory be to God. We thank the Lord. As we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. And then we shall look at our scripture, just one verse. From Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 11. Amen. Today, the Lord wants us to go and possess. He wants us to arise tonight and go and possess. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 11. Let's hear the word of God. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. Amen. Lord, oh, what an assurance. What, Lord Jesus, a blessed, oh, assurance that, Lord, you could give unto your children, Lord. Oh, Father, encouraging your children, Lord, oh, to go and possess what belongs to them, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, we bless you that the same word tonight, oh, Lord, you have brought it to us, oh God, also, to arise, oh, to arise and go and possess all that, Lord, we need. Oh, what even has been taken away from us, Lord Jesus? Oh, God, you have given us that authority tonight. And we know that, Lord Jesus, the battle is not ours. You are going to, oh, Lord, lead us in that battle tonight. As we go out there to possess, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh, God, that these words of assurance, oh, and authority has been given to us tonight also. We bless you in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated now as we look into the word now, arise, go, and possess. Oh, that's our subject. Arise, go in, and possess. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Oh, what a promise, my brother. What a promise, my sister. These were assurance, blessed ones. Amen. God gave to Moses and the children of Israel when their journey, oh, had brought them to the borders of their promised land. Kadesh Barnea. Amen. There God told Moses, arise now. Amen. Go in and possess. Praise the Lord. Their journey had come to the borders of their promised land. They could see the promised land over there. Oh, amen. And you remember, these people rebelled through unbelief against God's promise, this promise and assurances. They rebelled against it. So instead, for them to arise and go on a victorious march across the promised land, God made them to arise and go on a death march, a death walk in the wilderness for 40 years. And all perished one after the other. Amen. In that death walk, they all perished because of their unbelief. Amen. Except Joshua and Caleb. My, how sad, brethren, how sad that a promise, the word of God, from God's own mouth, God already has said, I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of me. In what? In righteousness, and it can never return. It got to go and fulfill. It got to go and establish. When God has spoken, it has to be established. Is yea and amen. Go in and possess. Oh my, arise, go in and possess. I have sworn unto thy fathers. I have sworn unto thy fathers to give these unto you. Then some people say, no. You could see from all indications that they are very strong. You see, look at their cities. How they are all walled. No. We can't. Just look at even their stature. Oh my. The people, they look like giants. And look at us. We look like grasshoppers. My God. We look at grasshoppers before them. Oh my, could you, my brother, my sister, take that? A child of God is saying, I look like a grasshopper before my enemies. Oh my. That's your own mind. That's not God's mind for you. Praise the Lord. And praise be to God. There was one voice. That was God's voice coming from among them. That was coming from Caleb. See, he said, the word said, Caleb tried to steal the people before Moses. And said, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are able to overcome. Oh, God bless Caleb. We want more of Caleb tonight. Praise the Lord. Yes. So it was because of their unbelief that God made them to arise and go on a death walk. Death walk. And perished in the wilderness. And you know, all the newborns, yes, sir. Amen. All the newborns during that 40 years were the ones. See, during that 40 years walk, the children that were born during that 40 years, see, they were the ones God raised together with Joshua and Caleb to arise and go, and this time on a victorious march to possess the land. With the Lord God had sworn unto their fathers. Praise the Lord. And tonight, you and I are the type of the newborns. Oh, praise the Lord. We are the type of the newborns. And our Joshua is the Holy Ghost that is going to lead us tonight against every gate of the enemy. Amen. We are a type of the newborns tonight. And our Joshua is the Holy Spirit. is God that's going to lead us against every gaze of the enemy tonight. So the name, the same word from God's own mouth, we have it tonight also. Arise, go in and possess. The same word, we have it tonight being spoken to us. So my brother, my sister, it is not about what? Your physical stature. No, about your shoulders or your height. No, sir. Or your physical strength. No. This is not like a battle of gladiators. Survival is the fittest. No, sir. No. That's not for our for tonight. No, sir. Already we have heard about what Paul and Silas did. Oh, hallelujah. And the word says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. You see. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Yes, sir. But faith, which is mightier than anything through God in the pulling down of all strongholds. That's it. Faith, which is mightier than anything through God, is our weapon to pull down every stronghold. Faith that will dismantle every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Yes, that's it. Faith. Praise the Lord. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So my brother, my sister, tonight, it is faith, which is like a grain of a mustard seed that would not mix with any doubts or unbelief. Like what? Like those 10 elders. No, sir, tonight is the faith that we are going to pick up or to possess. Like a grain of a mustard seed that do not mix with any doubts or unbelief. Amen. Faith that will express, the faith that will not express your own word. The faith that will express the mind of God in your prayer tonight. And the thoughts of God about you. Whatever you say tonight is what God has willed for you. Because it's not you. The Joshua in you, the Holy Spirit leading you tonight, is leading you to say the very thing that God is going to give to you tonight. Amen. Oh, brethren, faith that will express God, you see. So, brethren, we got to be up in arms tonight to the pulling down of every stronghold of the enemies. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. The battle tonight is the Lord. We are going on a victory march tonight. How many will arise and go and possess tonight? Do I hear amen everywhere, every home? God bless you. Yes, we are going on a victory march tonight to possess all what we need. Yes. And the name of Jesus is our banner that goes before us. Oh, brethren, lift up your voices in prayer tonight. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. No, sir. Yes. Nothing can prevail against you. We have Christ's own promise tonight, which can never fail. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Let me read something here from the prophet. The conflict between God and Satan. Clarksville, 1962. The prophet said, God knew his enemy and all the attacks of his enemy. Knowing what the enemy's attack would be, God fortified his children. See? God knew what the enemy was going to do. So he knows just exactly how to equip his people. So if we notice, the very first thing that God equipped his children, you see, being infinite, he knew what it takes to defeat Satan anytime, any place, anywhere, on any condition. God equipped his children with the right kind of ammunition, the right kind of attack, the right kind of everything that they would need of. Oh, praise the Lord. My sister, is in your hands. It's in your hands. What do you need of? And then the prophet asked, what was it? What was it? He said, the word. And he repeated again, the word. Oh, that's what defeats Satan. The word, it defeats him anywhere, any place. And that's the word he gave to the children of Israel. Arise, go in and possess. That's his word. We have that same word tonight, my brother, my sister. That was God's word for the children of Israel. So he gives what? His word. Oh, amen. The prophet went on, God can't give anything else but his word, because that's what he chose first. That's what he chose first. And when God makes a decision, it has to ever remain that way. Oh, yes, sir. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and it will not return. It got to remain that way. In order to believe, see, now look at the other side. In order to believe devil's lie, you have to ignore and deny God's truth first. My brethren, no, sir. The word that is being said to us, we are not going to deny it. Amen. But that's the work of Satan. That's what he's saying here. Did you ever think of that? The prophet said, did you ever think of that? You have to deny the truth first before you could believe a lie. That's right. Have to deny the truth first. But one thing is that when you are converted from a sinner to a Christian, see, it changes your opinion. That's what we are holding on. You see, we can never accept or deny the word of God tonight. Go in and possess. We are not going. You see, it changes our opinion, changes our own will. You see, it changes everything that is in you, and it brings you into another life and gives you another spirit that bears for another record. Oh, yes, sir. So the prophet was telling us, see, the strategy of Satan is to cause you to deny the word of God. And he does that through many ways, through sickness, through poverty, and enticing things. Yes, sir. Oh, we know his strategy already. So we are not going to deny the word of God. He said, we should arise and go in and possess, and that's what we... So the prophet said, no matter how good the person is, Satan's work is to get them to deny the word. And what God has said tonight, we will never deny it. Brethren, it is a high thing. Satan's strategy, it is a high thing that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, against the word of God. We've got to bring it into captivity tonight. If there is, we are bringing every doubt into captivity. Today, tonight is faith. Faith. Bringing everything of the devil into captivity, into the obedience of Christ, his word. Yes, sir, that's what we are going to do today. And so, brethren, arise Let's go on a victory march. Oh, let's stand. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I've told Satan, get behind me. Victory today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. After Satan, get behind me. Healing today is mine. Amen. So tonight, first, we are going to pray for the sick. We are going in. We are going in to possess every gates of the enemy. Gates of sickness. And we have a prayer request here. You all know we are praying for the healing grace and the total restoration of our precious brother Pelin back to normal life. And then, if that's all what I have tonight, but if anyone you know, a loved one, even back home, just lift him or her before the Lord. Go in and possess that healing power. All the shackles of the enemy, break everything down today, tonight, and let us remember our precious brother to lay in prayer. And any other one you know that what in us his word for that. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So let us remember our precious brother Pele, the place where he is. What do you call it? Community home or whatever. That's not his home. No, sir. He had to come back to his own house. Amen. So the word the Lord has given to us that we are going to pray now. We are going to pray for the sick. And more especially, we are using our precious brother Pele as what? The standard. Where we are praying for every sick that is amongst us or back home or whoever. Amen. I am the Lord. As you put yourself in prayer, that's believing. Don't forget, God has given you a word for that. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Take your brother into your heart tonight, my brother. Take him into your heart. He has really gone through a lot, but we have seen the hands of God. Let us put ourselves in his situation and feel for him that the Lord will bring him out from that place. I am the Lord. As you get yourself into prayer, that healeth thee. Oh, I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I've sent my word, and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God, your healer. Oh, I've sent my word, and I heal your disease. Oh, Brapele, oh, I am the Lord, your healer. Let us pray, brethren. Let's pray. Let's pray deep from the deep of our hearts. Let's put ourselves in his situation. Let's know, because Lord is waiting for you and me to go in and possess, break down every shackles of sickness and disease and whatever it is, to bring our brother in. He's waiting. He's waiting for you, waiting for me to pray for our brother. Let us do that, brethren. Let's pray as the interview is being prayed. Oh, the Holy Spirit, our Joshua, the Holy Spirit is leading. He's leading. He's leading. Amen. Oh, let's pray.
Thank you.
The Lord said, the Lord said, is there anything so hard for me? And our prophet also had encouraged us that when we are praying, let us pray for one another. Because as you pray for your brother, as you pray for your sister, the Lord also sees your need. And he will do it for you. The way how you pour your heart for your brother, the way how you give yourself for the Spirit to use you, for your the Joshua tonight to use you, the Holy Spirit. My brother, my sister, God, he is not ungrateful God. To forget all the labor of love that we always minister to our brethren. So we, as before we come to our own needs, we have a request here. It's from our precious brother and Pastor Andrew. He's looking unto the Lord for a new house, as the landlord is about selling their current house. So we are going to put that also in prayer. But we will add something to it. I believe the need for a new and a bigger place of worship for the church is in our prayer list. Amen. You see, the children who not long ago were sitting on the laps of their parents, now they are all grabbing chairs. So we need a bigger place. What about the Lord? We know that there is a place that he has prepared for our pastor. So we need to go in and possess it. The same also, there is a place he has chosen for us to be able to contain the growing of the congregation and the church. It is there. All what the Lord is waiting that we will arise and go and possess. And if we arise, the Holy Spirit will go before us. He will do it. So tonight, as we are still in our prayer position, let us once again, from the heart, pour unto the Lord. You know how it is when it comes to the question of accommodation. And all other people also who are looking for accommodation in one way or the other. Let's pray. Let it cover everybody. Let us once again get ourselves into prayer. Pray, my brother. He said, nothing is too hard for me. Nothing. It was a question the Lord asked, is there anything so hard for me? No, sir, Lord. You are able in all things. Let us pray once again. Let's pray. Thank you.
saints. God bless you richly. Brother Max, thank you so much for the word. Wonderful, bro. That was a wonderful time. And that was really, really a sweet time of prayer. So good to see Brother Pele. God bless you, brother, richly. And Brother Nat's there, I think. God bless you, saints. Wonderful to see you. I just want to came on, Brother Max, because I wanted just to say a couple of testimonies here, which I was speaking with Brother George concerning the saints this week, which really encouraged me. And I really do believe will encourage and help us down the line of the prayer we've been praying today, praying for our Brother Pele to be fully restored, praying for the Lord to guide us to our house individually and to guide us, like Brother Max said, into the new house of worship, a place that the Lord has provided for us. You know, just the other day, in fact, on Sunday, when we had after church, we went and had the birthday party for Brother Ellie. Brother George went, I know, down to see Brother Pele, and Brother Nat had contacted me before that and said that, you know, Brother Pele, something had happened, a seizure or something like that, and Brother Pele had lost the ability to speak English. He was only speaking Lingala, you know, and so I know there was people, Brother Jose had to translate, I know, once when Brother George went, and I know that Brother George so much wanted to speak to Brother Pele once again so they could fellowship. So on Sunday after church, they went there, and Brother George just went and laid his hands, took his arms around Brother Pele and really prayed for him. And then the brother started speaking English once again. And you'll see the brother, you can fellowship so nicely now with Brother Pele once again. So I really thought the same one, the same Lord who restored his language, we're looking to him now to fully restore his health. That's what we're really looking for. May the Lord really bless. It's a wonderful thing. It was a mighty miracle, that saints, for the Lord to restore him like that. So maybe continue just to hold on to the Lord for our brother. And then I was speaking down through the last few months, Brother Joel and Sister Chosomo, they so much wanted to get married, but they were struggling to find the right venue. It's not easy to get a venue in Ireland for a wedding. That was what was holding them back. And so they had been around, people were quoting them 30,000, 40,000, you know how much these things are. So just the other day when they were fellowshipping at Brother George's house, some of the young people were there. You know, Brother Joel was really, really desiring the Lord's grace on this one there. So the saints said, let's pray about this now. And then Brother George said, okay, let's pray, saints. We ask the Lord not only to provide Brother Joel a venue, but to give him something which will come in at under 10,000 euro for the whole thing. Now, saints, others were quoting 49,000 and 39,000. And the saints got on their knees and they prayed. And then Brother Joel, you phoned me yesterday or the day before saying, this is an amazing thing. Sister Dash managed to find such a lovely location. They went to see it. Perfect venue, just outside Carlo, where the whole church can fit. Everyone can be accommodated well. There's a place to have the wedding there. They even have a place we can have the service, and we can have the wedding supper afterwards. And I think if you worked everything out, I heard from the saints, it came in at under 10,000 euro. You know, so saints, what really encouraged me on that, if the Lord is so interested in providing a venue for his son and daughter to have a wedding, how much more us as the church, where it's us, the bride, in this invisible union with the bride of Christ. If the Lord can provide such a wonderful place for his children for such a wonderful price for a natural wedding, how much, saints, will the Lord provide for us as we continue to look to him, the perfect location, so we can continue this invisible union of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. So, now, those testimonies really encouraged me when I heard them. You know, when Brother Joel phoned me and told me about it, I said, brother, that is just wonderful. The Lord is mighty. And the way he works, it was through Sister Dash. She found it. So, saints, we know what it's like. When we were still looking for a church renting in Fir House in the community center, and the Kung Fu people came before us, or the Baptist people before us, and the Kung Fu people after us. Then the Lord, through Brother Tony, provided us a place in Mill Street. And that was the first place we had of our own. We weren't restricted by time and stuff. And then when that place got too small, the saints were just walking down, that was Marrowbone Lane. The saints were walking down Mill Street, and here was such a wonderful building to rent. And we managed to get that whole ground floor. Remember the lovely place that we had in Mill Street, and that landlord was so kind to us and so good and appreciated us. You know, so we're just looking to the Lord. And the place we've been sojourning in now, we knew it was just a temporary place. But may the same one who provided our needs in days gone by guide and lead and burden somebody and just allow someone to be in the right place at the right time. And saints, just be sensitive, just be ready to be led of the Lord in these things, whatever, as the Holy Ghost leads you, the Lord will lead you. You could be the one that's led to the right place. Even today, I said it to Brother George. I said, Brother George, the problem with us is sometimes you're waiting for somebody else to do it. But this is the body of Christ. I see Sister Lydia sitting there. You see other sisters sitting there. A sister's got just as much authority and power and right to lay her hands on her sick child than to wait for the pastor or one of the elders or the ministers to pray. Remember the little handmaid in the meetings who prayed for the baby before the meetings. And the prophet, the Holy Ghost laid on her heart, said, go and pray for this baby. And she said, no, let me leave it. Brother Branham will pray for it in the evening service. And the burden became so much that she prayed for that baby. And under discernment that night, the prophet said, this baby is already healed. And it was that little mother over there. And the prophet said, gifts of healing in the body. It's as if you feel burdened to pray for somebody, you go and pray for them. Because if God is giving you the burden, he's wanting to use you to minister to the need. So as we continue to visit our brother Pele, as we continue to pray, as we continue to look for these requests to be fulfilled, saints, who knows? You may be the person that the Lord uses in the power of simplicity in such a mighty way to be the one that he uses for his glory to provide these needs. So as we close in a word of prayer, I just really wanted to say that, saints, we're looking to the same one who's always been faithful. Now we're looking to him, putting our faith, putting our confidence, putting our expectation in him. So thank you, Brother Max. I really appreciated that. It's wonderful to have a real good time of prayer this evening. Let's pray for Brother Wilmore now as we close as well. He's in Germany this weekend. He's still got a few more of these worldwide trips he has to take for his company, so that'll soon be coming to an end. But you want to pray for that? Let's pray for Sunday service. Let's pray for the things that are before us. So let's bow our heads. Let's pray for this. Father, even as we've testified of you, that you have ever been faithful to us, Lord, that, Father, you've never failed us, but you've always been there just when we needed you, Lord, grace to help in time of need. Now, Father, as we see the wonderful thing that you've done for our brother Pele, that, Father, we can fellowship with him once again. But, Father, our expectation is beyond that, Lord. Though we appreciate so much what you've done for him, Lord. Father, even as our brother Max said, Lord, Father, we want to see our brother not in a care home, but, Father, we want to see him in his home. So, Father, we're bringing our petition before thee that you'd continue to move, Father, in the health of your son, that, Lord, the great physician, your great virtue, the same virtue that was there that day when the waters were troubled by the angel, Lord, and whosoever stepped into the waters was healed. Let the same healing virtue, Lord, that was then in Christ inside of you, and the woman touched your garment and she was healed. Jesus, even now, let that same virtue minister health, healing, Lord, to our brothers, our prayer. As we pray and bless your son upon this night, Lord. Father, as we speak, Lord, of the provision that you've made for Brother Joel, Sister Chisoma, what a blessing, Father, Lord, what a provision that you've made. And Lord, our eyes are upon you, Lord. Our hope, our expectation is, Father, set upon you, that you would provide us now the right place for us to worship you, Lord. Father, we long for a place with proper Sunday school rooms, Father, a place that you'll give us, Lord, where we'll have a fellowship hall, where we can fellowship one with another after service, Lord. We long for a place like that, Lord. And Jesus, we look unto you because, Lord, Father, you are the provider of all of our needs. Lord, you said, seek you first, your kingdom, and all of these things shall be added unto us, Lord. So we bring this burden, we bring our need before you, Lord. And Father, our eyes are upon you. Our hope is in you. Father, we pray for that leadership. Even us and our family, we're looking unto you, resting in you, Lord, that you will guide us and lead us in the way that you'd have us to go. If you want us to stay in this house for another year, Father, you are more than able. So Lord, our expectation is in you. We bring it before thee this night. For Brother Wilmore, we pray that you'll strengthen him, pray that you'll bless his work, pray that you'll give him, Father, power and ability and efficiency and might in all that he does. Pray that you'll be the oil in the machine, that all will go well, that he'll even come back early. from, Lord, these trips that he has to make for his company. May you watch over him, bless his family while he's away. We do dedicate them up unto thee, Lord. And Father, thinking of our services coming up this weekend, Lord, Father, you've given us a wonderful time with Brother Aurelian. Bless him, bless his family. Continue to touch his wife and restore her, Lord, we pray. Father, Brother Green, having got safely back home this week, we pray your blessing upon him, Lord. We even think of Brother George Martin not being well at this time. Father, the challenge that he has inside of his health, Lord. Jesus, we just want to pray your hand of grace, your hand of healing upon him, Lord, that you'll touch him and just renew him, Lord. Father, you allowed us to have a wonderful time with Brother Lubanza. Bless him, bless his family. Lord, the engagement you gave us, bless our sister and the brother, Lord, and their preparations as they make arrangements now for the wedding. And Father, now, Lord, you've brought us to today. And we want to commit ourselves to thee. Bless Brother Maxwell for his faithfulness upon this night, for the word that you've delivered unto us, for the season of prayer that you've given unto us, Lord. Continue to quicken us, that Father, you would lead us and guide us as we'd come into your house on Sunday, that you'd bless our quiet time, Lord, that you'd bless our adult Sunday school, that you'd bless our Sunday school with the young ones and with our youth, that Father, you'd bless the song worship, bless the song leader, bless the musicians, that Father, you'd bless the service, that you'd be glorified, Lord. Father, we want to fellowship with you now. May we part with your blessing upon this night, Lord. Keep us in our homes. Bless our rest upon this night. Bless the day that you've given us tomorrow, Lord, if you'd give us another day. Guide our footsteps, Lord, and help us, Father, Lord, to do your will. And Lord, may you be glorified in our lives, we pray, as we commit now ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, let's hand over to Brother George. Let's finish with one song then. God bless you, Saints. Thank you, Brother Max. Do appreciate it, Brother. Bless you and your family. Let's hand over to Brother George. Let's one or two songs there, Brother George. And God bless you, Saints, until we meet in his house.
Amen.
Go ahead.
You made Brother Pele. There's two Brother Georges there.
Well, come on, please.
I care not today what tomorrow will bring. If sorrows or sunshine away, I know the Lord is over everything, and all of my worries in vain. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all I'm saved, in a sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light, alarmed at the overcast skies, pastor on at my stride. Are you living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love? From all I'm saved, sheltering arm, I'm a living by faith and feel no alarm. I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evil betide. Then care what tempests may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side, amen. I'm living by faith in Jesus above.
feasting confine, bringing his great love. From all I'm saved, in his sheltering heart, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then will be over. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that. Oh, are you living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his word, love? From all I'm saying, in his sheltering arm, I'm living by faith. Trusting, confiding in his great love. From all I'm saved, in his sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
Thank you, God bless you, saints.
Thank you, Brother Max. I feel fresh. That was very good.
Thank you, saints.
God bless you all. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Prof.
Amen, Brother Maxwell. That was good. Refreshing.
Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Thank you. Hi, brother.
How are you, bro?
My brother. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Pele. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Pele.
God bless.
Amen. Oh, the Lord is great.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Yes.
God bless you.
Rachel grew a bit.
God bless you. Okay, Pastor, we meet her.
Meet her this week, bro.
Yeah, Princess. Yeah, God bless you.
Mopao, Mopao.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Dubai.
God bless you, Prince.
God bless you, Saints.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy.
God bless you.
God bless you, Ellie. God bless.
God bless you, Lydia.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless. Bye bye.